Happy Cinco de Mayo, boys.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Want some marks?
Is that what happens on Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah,
I would absolutely love that.
Anytime, man.
Hell yeah.
I would love that.
Who's we?
Why do you have a headset then?
So they can hear me.
Damn, you're aggressive with this line.
We can hear you, Chris.
You're aggressive with that.
Now, look. Hey. You respect me.
I don't even know if we need the mic.
Yeah, you have a whole table to cut. All right.
You got a man's knife in the building?
Yeah.
You want to explain to us what you're doing?
What is it? Why is he making it?
Because he's Wally.
What's the association with Cinco de Mayo and margaritas? What's the history of Cinco? This is my first Cinco de Mayo.
What's
up?
Yeah.
It's May 5th every single day.
That's what's up. What's the meaning? You got the history on Cinco de Mayo?
I do. Yeah. The Cinco de Mayo.
Not doing that? is this part of Cinco de Mayo?
What the fuck?
What is going on?
Lead.
This happens every May 5th.
Every May 5th.
Oh.
Bro.
That's what's up.
I thought you were going to measure it out.
Wasted.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's what
tipsy
I said.
Bartender.
Is this the guy? Is this the guy?
Shit, bro.
What is that?
What's that?
Triple sec, man. Okay.
Yeah, it's not that good.
Hold on, make sure that's close for real.
There's a lot of tech.
Just make sure that's close, bro.
What do you mean? What are you asking how, and then you're going to turn it on?
You got this. You're the one with the speaker. No. Hold on. Let me.
What?
Let me. Hold it, man. Use your muscles, nigga.
All right. We're good.
Okay.
No. You can see it. It's crystal.
I think you're only supposed to do it like for 2 seconds.
What's the consistency?
Let me Google this. This is a pina colada now.
Margarita.
Why is he in charge of it?
Example margarita.
Yeah.
It's not going to. Luke, don't.
Not that.
It's not going to look like that.
This looks like.
It's not going to look like that.
Cleaning solution. This is like mop soap.
This is what we're getting?
Exactly that. Hang on.
That's the vision, at least.
Do you need to see my ID?
Nah,
I don't know about this bartender. He's kind of off.
I would like to see his ID.
You good? Yeah.
Good.
Oh, he gave me a serving. I thought it was just a tester.
No, he said drink this.
I'm not drinking. I'm
y'all go.
Yeah, I'm good.
Whew. Can I have that?
Bro, what do you do here?
Cheers, gang.
Cheers.
Where's
our
five?
Where's our line?
Yeah, cheers.
Episode
cheers.
Episode
it doesn't
exactly like that.
It does not look like that. Not bad.
Hey, there you go. All right.
That's actually not bad.
All right. Episode 35 of Foul Tip.
It's on Cinco de Mayo. Happy Cinco de Mayo, everyone. They're going to get this.
Did you guys say?
It's like shit.
What's that?
They don't like it.
Whatever. Fuck these guys.
They're our guests today.
Okay. Yeah. Say welcome back.
Introduce
Trey
our guests.
Richards and Jermaine Richards.
Yep.
Of course. Hilarious best friends of mine. My best friends, not yours.
I'm just meeting him for the second time.
We've been bonding since.
Yeah, we've been vibing.
Who, me and him or him and you?
No, us and.
Oh, yeah.
Us and Z-Man, yeah.
Love you guys.
Also,
so good to see you guys again.
All right.
For the third time. We went to the Luchadores. Sorry.
That's right. If you don't know, Random Order Podcast.
Oh, nice. We're doing proper introductions?
Yes, bro. Yes. What the fuck? What do you want to do? Yeah. Oh, hey, guys. What's up?
Yeah, Jane Trayer.
Thought daughter or gay son, am I right?
is that what this is about?
This is the next segment.
Okay,
yeah.
I thought it was sports.
That's our next segment is gay son or thought daughter.
Oh, coming up next.
Nice.
By the way, the Waleed episode just aired.
Yes.
If this is coming out Monday, then it aired about 3 days ago. So if you haven't checked it out.
I see why you don't promote it, because you're on it. You got to promote yourself.
Oh, sorry. You're not on it?
I'm not. I didn't make my way.
Yeah, this is pretty selfish now. Yeah. I thought you were doing me a favor. You are just expanding the Waleed brand.
What the fuck?
Expanding the Waleed brand.
There you go.
Yeah, we not live yet.
It's not live yet.
We got the audio.
I swear on Twitter, you guys said it's dropping on Friday.
Yeah, it is.
What you trying to say?
Oh, the audio version.
Yeah, we dropped it. Hey, you finna get dropped next.
I thought you were lying. I'm an avid.
Yeah, why are you laughing so hard? What joke could he possibly?
Nah, that one was, we was going crazy.
No, we were going up.
You're laughing hella hard twice.
Crazy.
Honestly, I had to use both of them on y'all. Can't choose one laugh.
Nah, man, they're great jokes, man. Wholesome jokes.
You guys haven't listened to the podcast. It's the number one podcast about anything and everything.
Yeah.
That's kind of what you wished on your birthday episode. Oh, yeah. You would like a anything but everything podcast.
Yeah,
it's
I'm
so
trying
weird.
To convince this guy to talk. No,
no, it's 100% sports. Yeah. Sports all the time. Sports 24/7.
Sports happens every day, man. Sports you got something to talk about every day.
Yeah. See? Thank you.
Anyways, my episode, Confesses to Crash. That's the title you guys
Yeah, Waleed confesses to crashing our Jeep. Bro, this guy's a dirtbag, man.
This guy's a fucking
dirtbag. One of the best dirtbags in my life, man. This guy definitely
can you give
our
us,
Jeep.
Yeah, can you give us a little tease of what happened with the Jeep?
We're out the city, man. Oh, all of a sudden, we land out the Jeep to one person, and now our Jeep's getting passed around like a hot potato.
Okay.
Behind our backs.
Nobody approved.
I don't remember that.
You really didn't know that he was driving your Jeep?
I proved.
No, I'm not really. I knew, like, you know what I mean? It was left and the right hand. So I'm like, you know what I mean? Whatever happens, ultimately.
I heard
you
whispers.
Know, it's good people. Okay. You know what I mean? So ultimately, I do trust it, but hey, I didn't. It was no hard approval on my part.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just hearing news about the Jeep here, Jeep there, whatever. I get back home now. I notice something different in my Jeep. My Jeep has a dimple.
Yeah.
In the rear right. In the rear. No, it was a deep dimple. Like the plastic was dented in. Like a giant fucking pushed it in with his thumb.
And you asked him directly, like, what the hell is it?
I asked him directly. Trevon asked him directly.
I did.
We both asked him directly in group chat.
And you admitted to it right away.
No, he just said,
there's like always a weird dance. Like, it would never, like, we walk away with no answer. Like, wait, what did
he So what happened was, I got it like that. And
so it went like that for a few years. Sold the Jeep, whatever.
You let it go for a few years without knowing what happened to it?
We're trying to figure out. We couldn't crack the case, but we didn't have no hard evidence.
I didn't know.
I didn't have confirmation it was me yet.
We didn't have any hard evidence.
Damn.
But you're you. If you did, anyways, you came on the show and confessed he did it. So what do you mean you had no hard evidence? You're you.
Yeah. Hey, don't spoil it. Confesses or Crashes.
It's the title. Well, hell yeah.
Yeah, so he confessed.
Yeah. Like,
they also lost $5,000 because of me.
That's very frustrating. I would be very angry with him. No,
nah, that's true,
dude. I would be like out on the streets
doing what?
Homeless,
trying to get the 5K back or what?
no, like
doing
like
selling
am. Yeah, what are you doing? For
like down and out, like $5,000. I'm done. I'm no home, no rent, no nothing.
No, they knocked off $5,000 off the car when they sold it.
We were still short of five patch.
Yeah.
It was a rough patch in my life.
Yeah.
But I got you guys.
With what?
The marks, man. The
marks. Oh, shit.
Hey, cheers.
Man, after all that, you're going to cheer them?
Yeah.
All right. Whatever.
Cheers. Well, thank you guys for being here again. You guys are our second guests ever repeating on the pod. So
someone else repeated?
No.
So we're the first.
No, you're the
first guest.
Sorry, you're the second time for the first time.
Yeah, that shit hit.
I can do math.
Bite the lime.
What?
Bite the lime.
Why?
Down
it's not a shot.
Take you back down to earth. I'm just trying to sober you.
Got a show to run.
Oh,
I don't know why I did that.
They can tell you anything, man. They're fucking.
It's my third time meeting.
One sip.
Yeah, we're just both staring at you. You don't even know where our eyes are right now.
Take off your pants.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways.
Anyway, so this guy's been training me at the gym. Did I tell you about that?
Oh, nice.
I'm training him through being trained.
I think day one, you should just watch him do his day. Like,
oh, no. What do you mean?
No, just like watch him like what he does in the gym and just like critique him from there. Because I watched him one time and like all we did was just kind of like do like two exercises. He's like, all right, what do you want to do now? Like, it's like all we did was just walk on the treadmill after that and just ran a little bit.
No sweat. The whole time.
No, yeah, that was
Here's
it.
The thing, I
steam room after that.
Now I have the time to hit the gym, get shredded. The problem is when I go to the gym.
Because you're...
Unemployed. The problem is when I go in there, I just be standing and shit. Maybe do the treadmill for a little bit, lift a few weights, because I don't know what to do. I really don't know. And then there's like a big sexy trainer comes over and he's like, hey, I can get you right. Yeah, I can get you like this. All you gotta do is pay $1,000 a month.
Shit. Yeah, they're gonna get you for that G-ball. So it's perfect. It was like, isn't it like 45 examples at any given time at the gym of other people doing shit?
Yeah, but then I get nervous and it's like
YouTube tutorials.
And then
shit.
Someone walk over, you're doing that wrong, your form's not right, and then my ass is out for some reason.
You're right. You gotta wear the onesie, man.
What?
The onesie.
You wear that?
If you have problems with your pants falling down a lot.
Yeah, not me,
but I find solutions.
Okay.
Get you a onesie, man.
So he's been taking me to the gym.
Nice.
And he's been training me. I'm already seeing results.
You told
seen his ass crack yet?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Honestly, I was on ass crack guard. I was like, that's not happening in my watch.
That's a good trainer, man.
That's your number one thing when working out with someone, is just no ass?
Yeah, no ass crack. Because, yo, I'm being trained by Julian. So, like, I'm just teaching him what I already know. But, like.
This is your Orlando buddy?
Yeah, this is my dog. If they know
he's me,
they know.
He's all our friends, sir.
Yeah. Oh.
Dude, have you played with him on Call of Duty?
Oh, yeah. Well,
dude, did you win?
Yeah. Oh, my God, dude. He made me, like, stop playing Call of Duty.
That was your last
time. I was having fun with Waleed and Julian. We were playing a three-way or whatever. Yeah. And then, like, he started getting, like, really intense with it.
Well,
and
what
he was,
did he say
like,
to you?
Because I had the big gun, which the LMG or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's like,
yeah.
Dude, Zach, where the hell are you, man? Like, I told you when you rush. I was like, dude, I'm just fucking having fun on here, man. Like, fucking chill. I like Julian. But anyways, continue.
Oh,
he's your trainer.
Nah, he would do you better than
it still helps.
It definitely helps.
Now I could go talk to Julian and be like, okay, you showed me how to do this, this, and this. And then hopefully in 6 months, I'll be fucking jacked.
6 months?
Yeah.
It's a tight time.
Yeah,
coming from where you're at, man.
Don't worry about it.
he was all right, but I could tell every time he put the weight down, he would just drop little hints like, "Oh, I'm feeling good already." I'm like, nah, we're not leaving.
Time to go.
We're not leaving.
Ooh, what time is it? We got to do that thing.
Do you do the awkward weights, the hamstring curls, where you lay down flat and your ass is up in the air and your legs are pulling up? You do that one?
Yeah, those are nice.
That one's like a hella sexual workout. I feel that one.
There's a lot of, in the gym, man, you got to just forget about it all. You know what I'm saying? You got to forget about it.
There's this one workout that I wanted to bring up. It's the lower back machine where you like tilt over with the weight across your chest and bend over and pull up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a machine behind that one that where you bend over on. And there's this little sliver of like air that you could see directly through. Mm-hmm. And one time I was like doing my lower back machine. That's the machine that you could see the other machine on. Mm-hmm. And the dude right in front of me was doing the lower back pull-ups or whatever. And I could just stare at his ass the whole entire time. I was trying to look away, like doing like
it's
other
hard,
shit.
Man.
It just looked like,
dude, I'm scared.
Directly into.
I know. I was like, it's straightforward. And the form you're supposed to do for lower back is look forward, right? Mm-hmm. So I was like trying to like.
The fact that you're looking left says you're looking at.
I don't know what else to do.
Your spine up and all that.
I'm scared to go to the gym for that reason. I like don't look at anyone at the gym because I'm scared. I'm filming you.
Yeah, you would be in the background of some shit. I could just
weird guy
with my mouth
awesome dirtbag at the gym.
Just waiting for the next workout.
You got the big headphones, no?
Yeah, the AirPod Maxes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so scared to end up on a fucking video online. It's my biggest fear ever.
Especially because I got glasses, so I can't see far. So if I'm in the gym, I'm not wearing glasses. They gonna get me. Like,
you work out with glasses?
That's fucking.
Man, I can't see that far. I'm looking straight. I'm looking into blur, man.
I don't work out with any headphones, no music, no. I use the gym's music.
No.
Oh man, you can't be. That'd
it's
be,
really bad.
You're a psychopath. No.
You need to take control of your day, man. Bro, you literally lift better.
Yeah.
Take control of your life, Zach. Yeah.
No, I listen to. They got like Taylor Swift.
No wonder you're on LA.
What? Because of headphones?
No, yeah, exactly.
Headphones
change
your life.
You're on to something.
Damn.
Well, what do you, what, if you have
she
to
be banging
that
dome, stop. Yeah. It's a good, very motivating.
To the top. Music?
No. Yeah, no. Taylor Swift and shit. That's what we're
doing,
right?
Nice.
Don't Stop to the Top with the clock and shit.
So you listen, you don't use headphones either.
Yeah, yeah, I okay. took off my headphones. All right,
then go set one
up.
Wait, T-Swift is on
the list. Just creeps listening to Taylor Swift. Fucking dirtball.
Hell yeah.
What song would you play?
We missed the, what?
What song would you play if you had
Fred Again. Who? I only listen to like EDM music when I work out. I like that a lot.
Oh, that's what's up.
It keeps me going.
Oh, you gotta, you're going to be one of those motherfuckers in the background just fucking
crazy
workouts. Just finding new uses for the machines. Like, oh, I didn't know you could do that.
That's me.
He's upside down.
We forgot to do the like, comment, and all that
oh,
stuff.
Oh, shit. You guys,
do you guys
fuck.
Mind telling everyone to like, comment, like, and comment, everything on our
Why us?
It doesn't work with us.
Yeah, no, it's not working.
No one listens with us. So.
Let me hear,
but if they
let me
hear from
you
somebody else, they'll, yeah. they respect
let,
you
let
guys.
Let me hear how you guys deliver it.
Okay.
Let me see what's wrong.
What's up, YouTube family? What we want to do?
See, hold on, hold on, hold on.
What, whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa. No, that's not it.
That shit is ass. Right?
All right, hang on. Here, Zach, you go, you go.
Hey, guys. This is episode 35.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys.
You're coming out the chair for why?
Where are you going?
Where are you going? Chill, man. Chill. Just
I'm trying to bring energy. What? So cross the legs?
Just chill.
You gotta be chill about
you're
it.
Oh, yeah, guys.
Mic.
We forgot to ask you guys.
Sound
yeah,
there it is. There it is.
It sounds like you're not even sure that you want them to do that for you.
If you guys find your mouse wandering around this video, land it on the thumb up button for us, please.
Don't
smash
be
that fucking like button,
there
y'all.
You go.
Every
there
one
you
of you
go.
Motherfuckers, man. I'm serious.
Thanks. Thanks, Jay. Appreciate that.
You, also,
you gotta put the right music behind that.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't do music. We need to add music.
For the just for that part?
Just for that part. Ricky,
it's gonna come out of your budget, man.
Yeah. I know it got
Envato, man. It's not,
it's not free.
Shit, yeah. That's why our numbers are down.
I hope that works.
All day, man. I wanted to ask y'all, man, when's the last time you wore a wrist sweatband for swag?
A what?
You know, a wrist sweatband?
No.
Like a sweatband for, you know, for
oh, God.
Yeah.
I'm already band. Probably sweating underneath the pits.
Zach, probably like more recently.
For swag.
I've never
most
worn a
recent?
Sweatband.
Really?
For swag? No. What?
A wrist sweatband?
I've never worn
a wristband.
No.
Even in sports?
No, even in sports.
You never did any.
You never swagged? Well, you never did that shit?
I mean, maybe for like a funny video.
You did a headband, though.
You did a headband.
For swag?
No, for because my hair was long.
Okay.
My hair
I guess it's just us though.
Damn.
You guys used to actually use it too?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
No, mostly it's mostly for swag and shit. Mostly just for going swag. To school and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Coming back.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
What brand, like Nike?
Yeah, Jordan. Nike, NBA Nike. Jordan.
Put that shit upside down.
Yeah.
Dude, we need to
yeah.
take notes.
I know. Yeah. I mean you need
y'all
to take
had
notes.
No
I need to take notes.
Yeah.
How do I look today? Do I look cool?
Yeah,
I'll step
it
up.
You get it done, yeah.
Thank you.
In high school, I was like...
Better than before, you guys probably.
In high school, it was so hard for me to find my style. There'd be like 1 week where I'd just be straight wearing a peacoat.
What?
A peacoat from H&M with like a hoodie on it.
Are you going on a mission?
No, I don't know.
Wait, what's
I don't
a peacoat?
Know.
A
detective jacket?
I feel like he's got like the spy, you know? Like
yeah,
the,
that's a detective jacket.
Yeah, oh, why?
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know.
The only peacoat I know is Future.
The hood?
The hood.
It's coming with hoods.
A detachable hood on top of it.
Did your mom set up your outfits for you?
Yeah.
Nah.
My mom used to set up my outfits for me.
Yeah, with a hood. Yeah.
Like on the bed. I come out of the shower. I have the outfit plan. I was like, oh, nice. I'm looking good today.
Yeah. I hate that shit.
And bro, it used to be hot as fuck, too. It used to just be like...
Yo, they had no fucking interpretation.
With the wood buttons. They had the wood buttons on to, like, button it up, right?
No, mine was cheap. Mine was from H&M.
Oh.
Too much turtleneck.
Like, yeah. We're just looking for, like, your next outfit.
No, then finally I fucking, you know... Went to Tilly's. Figured out my life.
Discovered Urban.
Yeah. Nice, nice.
With some shirts, with some shorts. I love boobies, fucking wristband.
Oh, there it is.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So, and that's what,
we should
what
ask a AI to dress us today.
Dude, this guy's a fucking AI hater. You know that?
Bro.
I wanted to segue into AI because I absolutely hate it.
Are you scared of it?
I'm
AI in sports. What do you? What's your fears?
Okay, well, sports aside, like AI, I don't think AI would affect sports.
Yeah, AI coaching.
Yeah,
yeah. Get a little
AI coaching.
Yeah, yes. Easily.
It's like, hey man, I'm telling you, man, the calculations.
Do this.
Do it on the left.
Bro, I'm gonna need you to set the pick five times, one play.
You think Steve Kerr uses AI to set the Warriors lineup?
Yeah,
he's on ChatGPT.
He could. Yeah.
Well, how to win in basketball?
I just tell AI watch all of Steph's highlights and tell me where to. Put this man.
Yeah.
There you go.
Think about a bodysuit. So, yeah, the AI watches somebody's game from the beginning to end, every game they ever played.
Yeah.
And then now they got this machine that straps you in your whole body.
Oh, my God.
So it just controls your body. So
yeah.
You play, you know what I mean? It
gives you electricity in your
yes.
body. What to do.
Even better, even better. Less clunky.
Hey, that's a patent.
There you go. Yeah.
It's official.
Sorry, I'm already wearing one.
Wait, whose patent is it?
I think I said the electricity. We'll split it.
Okay.
Smooth. But it doesn't scare you guys? There's a writer's strike happening. Like, would you watch TV knowing that AI wrote the show? Or, like, would you listen to a song knowing that, like, it's AI written or generated?
I was saying no, but I heard this little Drake slapper. That,
dude.
Like, I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I heard AI, the AI Kanye TikTok account. Have you guys heard that one?
No.
It's hella good. Sure. It's hella good. I love that account.
But you
just
said you hate AI.
I know. I love it to an extent.
This guy goes, I just want it to go away. How is it going to go away?
Just stop making it. Just make it illegal, like, flat out. Just make it stop.
It's too late, man.
Yeah,
it's no, it's
late.
Not.
Too
you
late.
Can end
it's
it now.
No, you no, can't.
Once it exists,
how?
We're done.
Stop using ChatGPT. Stop using this.
I wrote a letter of record the other day.
Stop using this app you sent me to, like, get my picture out there.
Oh, yeah, show your pictures. Show your pictures to everybody.
Oh, you signed up for that?
He made me.
Submit it to AI.
Oh,
it's over.
Well,
it's
they got you now.
They already had their phone.
He asked us to do it. I said, hell no.
I said no too, but he was like, nah, come on. I was
just
like,
try
right.
it. Just try it. Look, did you send it in the thing?
I sent it.
Another Zach's going to walk in right now. Dude. Like, hey, guys. I'm like, all right.
Hello, boys.
Look, at I look like fucking Tim Curry. I look so
Elon Rose. Yeah,
the Hollywood star, you look kind of good, man. I'm not going to lie.
Good,
this doesn't look for you.
I'd believe you.
Well, the one on the bottom looks like he's from North Korea.
Yeah, run the propaganda painting.
Yeah. That guy was fucked. Remember that guy?
His hair looks really good.
But and then, so this photo alone scares you?
Yeah.
You just complimented the hair. This guy's on the fence, man. No. She was a sad.
Okay, the teeth are a little bigger than mine. That doesn't count.
I added some teeth. Another year, man. It's another year, man.
I think Luke was zooming in on purpose to really hint at something. I get it, Luke, okay?
It's still going.
God.
Honestly, that's a smooth cat right there. Like,
all day.
That's
all day.
You guys are flattering.
Did
that's
I send mine? Did
cat.
I send mine over in the Slack?
Waleed loves his transformation. This guy loves
doesn't,
it.
This doesn't scare you at all?
That's why I don't do it. I'll look and laugh, but I'm not going to look at mine.
What picture did you submit?
Yeah.
The picture that we did the photo shoot here with. We did like a headshots at Pal Pip.
Yo, you can run for the country.
You can run for
the
country.
Yeah.
I literally look up Tim Curry. You guys know, I tried to show you Tim Curry, or I showed Dylan.
I'm my only Curry I know still.
Tim Curry, I look exactly. This picture is literally.
No, you
Tim
look
Curry.
Like you're on The Bachelor.
Thank yeah.
You. You guys are propping this up too much.
I think
look at
it's.
That.
Oh,
oh, yeah. Oh
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Straight
definitely
up.
Look Tim Curry.
I see it.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Okay, let me see yours.
Dude, I look sick. That's why I'm all for AI.
Yeah.
Because of his pictures?
Yeah,
you're convinced?
It looks. Hang on. Ooh.
Oh,
shit. Yeah.
You guys were like.
Yeah, that's.
You look
that's,
like
that's,
mythical. You look like some fake. Person
that guy's chopping, he's chopping some wood. So, oh,
there's the heaven.
Oh, yeah, there
he
is.
Wally, if he actually spent time in the gym,
no, I
would
have
the shoulders built out.
Yeah, I'll put my traps.
Fuck.
That doesn't look like you.
I'm not trusting.
Did they add dimples or do you have those?
I have.
Oh, that's what's up.
Barely.
I don't even call it a dimple. Why is your beard going up at that one point?
It's like AI. It doesn't know yet. It can't connect the beard.
I don't know.
Doesn't know how to do a chin strap yet.
Yeah.
This shit freaks me out, dude.
Yeah, no.
No, there's so many use cases for AI, I think, especially in sports. Imagine Dylan Brooks, right? Mm. All that shit he was saying. Hey, ChatGPT, help me come up with some better things to piss off.
You're old. I think ChatGPT can come up with a better, like, trash talking than just you're old, yeah.
Can we type that? I just want to see. Yeah.
Oh, God. Luke is on his meth game today, dude.
All right. Come up with some insults to call LeBron before a game. LeBron James.
Hey, LeBron.
Wait, wait.
LeBron,
before you hit enter, you guys want to give it a shot? See if you can do a better insult than ChatGPT.
Listen, man. We don't discredit legends, you know?
Yeah.
We leave it alone.
You got to pretend it's fantasy.
I'll say, hey, LeBaldi.
Ooh.
How's that?
Labaldi.
How's that? Labaldi? How about you go to the old man's league? How's that?
If anything, I'll
hit him where it hurts.
Thanks, dude.
If anything, I'm just bringing up MJ. I'll
oh,
say, hey, MJ, MJ would have made that.
Nah, I trust AI.
I'm the only one that's going to fucking go up against
Yeah, we'll go with Zach.
Yeah,
we'll go with Zach.
Thanks, guys.
Before a pregame interview.
I don't want to let it know I'm like in competition, you know?
Got it. All right, let's see if my insult, Labaldi, could be better than ChatGPT.
Nice.
Sure.
Oh yeah. See?
I'm sorry.
Yes,
cannot fulfill this request.
Guess who wins? Yeah.
It is not appropriate or ethical for me. Oh, they pussied out, man.
Yeah.
Oh, he fixed it.
So do it again.
Because it's just LeBron James.
Come up with some.
LeBron James is the GOAT. Isn't this like a...
To come up with some funny jokes.
Oh, insults are...
There it is. Creative.
Creative jokes.
This is a joke.
This is just for a podcast.
This is just for a podcast.
She goes off? Bet.
Sure. You're ruining the fun. Okay.
You are teaching me to insult Zach Piona.
It pulls up my AI picture.
It calls you.
What the fuck?
I'm actually finding myself drinking a margarita.
It's good.
Yeah, the margarita.
Yeah, it's kind of good. Yeah.
Without even thinking about it. Uh-oh, here we go.
Make another one.
I'm sorry.
Wow. Who wins again? Zach is 2-0?
I guess that's the best shit we got.
Lebaldi.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
That's pretty good. See, ChatGPT sucks. AI needs to go away.
Are you afraid to insult LeBron?
Yeah.
I do not have emotions or feelings.
But I will say he is the GOAT.
Nah, it'll say Steph.
You got steak in ChatGPT. Yeah. Stop all this LeBron jokes, man. Test it out. Found some dangerous shit.
Stop giving them ideas.
So now that I'm unemployed, especially, I have time to hang out with the boys and, you know, do fun things with them.
Nice.
So yesterday, we went to a Lucha Vavoom.
I was there.
Yeah, I said it to camera. Yeah,
did you forget that I was there?
A Lucha Vavoom wrestling match.
Well, how'd you say it?
Lucha Vavoom.
Vavoom?
Vavoom.
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 Were you there?
Did you just
my AI model was there?
That guy was hella fun. I like that guy.
But basically, I was nervous because I didn't know Vavoom meets sex.
Oh, it does?
Really?
Yeah. I didn't know that either.
I didn't know that.
That's what he said. That's what the guy said at the match.
Well, we saw balls and we saw titties.
What's Lucha
mean? So I guess that would make
sense. Before each Lucha fight, some girl will come out, do a little dance, titties. They do the show in Vegas, so that's why there's so many titties.
Okay.
And I was nervous because these guys were like, where did you take us? You know, because they're good Christian boys.
Bro, I got my, girl with that shit. It's like, yo, we go through while he had his little idea and shit. We'll just check it out.
Symphony
we got to say yes. She was into it till the booby, the tinsels on the nipples, the nipple tinsels.
Yeah.
Everyone had those too, man, and they had to show them and swing them. And
yeah, there's like four different opening acts of the tinsel titties.
I wasn't sure. We haven't been through that, so I wasn't sure where to look and shit.
How would you go down the line? How would you guys rate the Lucha Vavoom? Yeah.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
It seemed like 10. What it was. Yeah, 10.
Yeah.
For what it,
10?
It seemed like what it was. It seemed like I walked into that world and I got more than what
basically,
I,
it's like luchadors. Okay. It's crazy. Can you look up Crazy Chickens Lucha Vavoom?
Oh yeah, that was the best part.
That was the best. Yeah, there's these two acts called the Crazy Chickens, and they were so fucking sick.
That was very sick.
Yeah. I fangirled when they came out.
Yeah. I just didn't know it was that
these
interactive.
These are the crazy fucking chickens, man.
That was hella sick.
They talk about them throwing shit water on people.
Yeah.
That was
that was Dirty Sanchez.
Yeah, Dirty Sanchez. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And so there's little characters, gross. There's little Cholo, there's Dirty Sanchez. Dirty Sanchez is a guy with fake pubes. And
fake?
His real ass crack is out. His not the crack, his ass.
Yeah, his ass crack comes out. And then during the thing, he pulls out, apparently he put dirt on the ground or whatever.
No.
So he took a towel. I thought it was real shit.
Dude, no way.
Yeah.
Dude, that would be a violation.
Yeah, well, when I'm seeing titties, I'm like, all right, real shit's going to come out. Yeah. So he wipes shit and he throws his towel at people, at the wrestlers.
But he put his ass in
He put his real ass in that.
Yeah.
And then threw it.
It was
and then there's like slinging shit
water.
You guys
had a good time. I was nervous.
Yeah, no,
I
we had a good time. We left early.
My thing is... When I'm going to another space, I got to understand that this is not my space.
Right.
I don't know what's about to go on here. So I'm going to appreciate the world for what it is. They was doing some crazy shit because I definitely seen his ball sack. I didn't need to see that.
That's very true.
That was not in the pamphlet.
But the whole thing, we've gone over like WWE on this pod like, what, 3 or 4 times?
Yeah.
Every single time that we pull up clips or whatever, I'm always like, this is stupid. Like, I just...
He thinks WWE and wrestling... is all fake.
Well, yeah, it is.
No, but it's real. It's real
stuff. Yeah,
it's real athleticism.
Yeah. Yes.
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 I can't.
But that's why I gave it last night a 7.8 out of 10.
Because you respected their athleticism.
I respect, like, the stunts are cool, but, like, when I just see, like, the punches and, like, oh.
Nah, like, hold on. Keep it real. Keep it real. There's one person that, you know what I'm saying?
What?
There's one person that made you change your mind about all this.
Who?
He was doing the most cartwheels.
Jack Cartwheel guy.
Yeah, Jack Cartwheel guy. There was a character at the Luchador fight. His name was Jack Cartwheel.
He was hella.
He's the human muscle. He's just one fucking muscle.
Geez. He was.
And all he does is cartwheels.
Dude, he was like, he was thick.
He's on the morning show.
Yeah.
He was thick.
Zach came up to
I'll say it three times.
Yeah, no one's like, okay,
no one's saying anything.
Dude, I'm talking stacked.
Basically, he's making fun of Jack Harlow.
Are you sure?
Oh, really?
Yeah, Jack Cartwheel, Jack Harlow.
Of course, yeah.
What made you put that together? That's very smart of you, Willie. Very good.
But, dude, this guy was flipping.
If you guys have a chance to go to the Lucha Vavoom show.
No, go to Trey's Instagram and his story of the ref jumping into the crowd. The slow-mo picture. This is our last bit of this. Right. What's your Instagram? Oh, there you go. Nice. Wow, Luke is it's just his stories. Yeah.
You don't follow him?
Wally took us out.
Here.
Okay, here he goes.
You could just go to the ref. The ref, like the play by play of the ref is so funny. Here.
So he's running up.
Yeah, it's just pictures. The ref jumping into the crowd was the best
This
part.
Is the last thing you expected.
This is old-ass guy jumping into the crowd. Fuck.
That was the best part. I did not the people or the wrestlers jumping into the crowd was honestly the best.
Yeah.
And Hannah Stocking and Whitney Cummings
was
there.
Oh, God. What?
That was an exciting time, huh?
That's right.
That was cool when we saw
it. I love Hannah Stocking.
Nice. So. The Viner? The Lele Pons?
I'm not talking shit.
No, real talk. I mean, I don't know.
That's my other podcast.
Yeah.
Talking shit.
Oh, yeah?
But what was fucked up about the show, so there's rules. You can't, what is it? No throwing up was one of the rules, right?
Well, someone violated that.
Yeah, and I was like, why would they say that? Literally right behind us, this lady just right behind us leaves, right? Comes back, sits in her own throw up again. And then these guys leave. I turn around. I see her. She's holding her hand like this.
Yeah.
Her throw up is spewing out of her
hand. Yeah.
Drinking water on top of that.
I texted you and I was like, there's throw up right behind you. You're like, yeah, we know.
It's like, what the hell? Bro, like, get up and leave.
It's
going up.
I told him, I said, hey, we're going to get up and stand over there. There's throw up under here. He's just like, yeah. Sitting right beside me. So now when we go to stand aside, we see the girl that was right behind us
going back
up.
To sit down.
Going back.
In the
I didn't believe her. I didn't believe it actually happened.
Yeah.
It was paper towels or some shit.
No,
that was
oats.
Man. That was oats. That was fucking oats, man.
Straight oats.
And fucking the tostone from upstairs, yeah. With tamale, yeah. Yeah. Fucking.
Overall, though, I say 7.8 out of 10.
I give it an 8.5.
And you guys are 10s?
Yeah, I have nothing to compare it to. Yeah. It's my first Mucho Lucha.
That was my first as well, but I still...
I think I would, what I would have changed.
That's cool.
The seat was just hurting my back as
As
a big
man. I woke up this morning, my back was hurting. It reminded me of what you're talking about.
I couldn't.
You had to walk around.
I was like, I gotta move, man. It was like squeezing my back.
It's them church seats, man, and portable church seats. Yeah. The height, you know what I mean? Assembly chairs.
They're easy to move.
Fucking ref is flying towards you.
Bro, security just comes and move, go out this seat.
Fuck, bro.
Slowly getting up.
Someone's seat got crushed when they jumped into the thing.
Yeah. You have five drinks? Like, fuck, wait.
Yeah, nah. Someone's drink definitely spilled, but great time. It was very random.
I think you guys are cool places, right?
Legit. Yeah.
You know what was funny? The other night when you were, we already had so much food. It was your birthday.
Yeah.
You remember how much we ate.
Yeah.
Stuff.
These guys are big guys, by the way. They eat.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
They're machines.
At his house? At his family house?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You went home and got more food. So,
well, you know.
So we get back home and we're kind of just chilling, just, winding down from the night. Jermaine had just got in, so Waleed's catching up. And we're like, yeah, we're kind of munchy, kind of feeling it.
They said, no, we're kind of snacky.
Kind of snacky, yeah.
After you've all day munchy? To me of how full you were?
But I wasn't even full. It was
the clock
struck
12. It's the next day.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fucking midnight.
Yeah.
Full moon.
Dude, I didn't even eat breakfast the next day, but go ahead.
Different, I guess.
I'm very smaller.
Different.
Much smaller.
But I know when Jermaine tells me he's snacky or munchy, like, I know what we're talking about. Waleed said I was kind of surprised because Waleed was fucking breathing all types of ways over at his house. He was full. So we get in the car, we go to pull up. I'm getting a little excited. You know what I mean? I'm in the back seat, nodding my head a little bit extra to the music. He takes us to a fucking liquor store.
Because he said, I'm feeling snacky, so I pull up to go.
Not a literal snack mark.
Snacky, real snack.
That's what snacks mean.
No, I
forgot who I was talking to.
Yeah.
I would take you to a 7-Eleven. And I would say, all right, boys, have fun. What you go in there and it's on me.
Those are treats. Those are treats. I'm not feeling
chips?
Greedy.
Oh, what was that at the liquor store? What's the difference?
Listen, if
you're talking. Yeah,
literally, I pull up to go. What is this? No, we didn't ask for this. But you guys said, I am feeling snacky. And then I was like, so what do you guys want? I don't know, like snacks, like In-N-Out. That is not snacks. Yeah.
That's a little listen, snack.
Right? If you say snacky too, like it makes it sound so cute that you but just want like a little shit. Treats. Yeah. Those are like, little fucking
treatsy. I'm not feeling treatsy. I'm feeling snacky.
If a Great Dane say he feeling snacky, you're not giving him kibble and bits.
No, you're giving him steak.
You're giving him steak. Here's a steak.
You guys are Great Danes.
Oh, man, yeah.
Sorry.
Scroll down.
Like your little chihuahuas or some shit.
There's a video. Yeah, here you go. Speaking about feeling snacky, would you guys fucking feed your dog shit like this?
This is what you wanted to show them?
Yeah.
What is that? An alligator? Ox tongue? Oh, my tongue.
What the fuck?
This is what this lady's feeding her dog.
Yeah, it's probably like that's really good for a dog.
I don't.
That's all that raw shit.
What the? Dude.
If a dog had money and can go shopping, this is what he's buying.
Japanese apple.
Can you describe to the audio listeners what they're all feeding?
Basically, she's feeding the dog goat liver, brains, a 100-year-old egg, some flowers,
some egg, or
caviar, some caviar.
Caviar extra.
Alligator tail.
Look at him.
Yeah, basic ass dog.
Oh, he's spoiled. He didn't even put it down.
That's a snack.
That's a snack. Yeah, look, it's done.
Nah, I'm feeding my dog some kibble and maybe some turkey meat on top.
Nah, but look, you saw how he was laying down towards the end?
Yeah.
Give me something to make me lay down towards the end. You know what I'm saying? Like, Dannenberg was good as fuck.
All day, man.
Yeah, look at him.
Fuck.
I need him to spend more time on that bowl.
I do kibble. Yeah. I put some like vitamins and shit, and then I always throw a slice of turkey meat on top.
Nice. Yeah. Spoil him a little bit.
Yeah, that's spoil him. Give him a little treat. Nice. Because I'm feeling snacky. Like the crew.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I don't know. I would do chips. You like my question on here?
What is it?
Your dream blunt rotation or nightmare blunt rotation. I put you as my dream.
Oh, okay. Well, I
is that cool?
Yeah, that's fine. I hope I'm your fucking dream blunt rotation.
What would be your...
Not my boy.
I would do...
Not my boy.
My dream blunt rotation is Josh Allen.
Right.
Chili CEO and you.
We can make that happen.
Thanks, man.
Damn.
Chili CEO.
And then my nightmare, though, Mr. Beast... Oh, hell yeah. Oh, wait, no, this guy actually, he's the CEO
of Chili's, yeah.
Kevin Hochman.
Well,
you trying to smoke with you?
I'm not trying to smoke with him.
Maybe I would not want to smoke
Why
with
is he wearing a KFC shirt?
He's spits on that shit.
I didn't Google this. I would tell him how much I love Chili's, and then that would be the wrap of our smoke sesh.
Cool. He's going to have
I don't think he would.
So, Zach, how do you like the 13 for me?
But then I guess my nightmare would be Mr. Beast, because I feel like he would, like, I'd feel very tempted.
Nah, I would put him as my dream.
Yeah.
Mr. Beast?
Yeah.
You get him hella high and then just make him pay for all your shit?
I get him hella high and be like, anyways, can I hold $5,000?
Yeah. That's all you're asking for? Have you seen the videos? Here's 100 racks just for fun.
Yeah. He's literally like Mr. Beast.
Life-changing money.
Yeah, that's a dream. Yeah, he's in my dream rotation for sure. Yeah.
Mr. Beast?
Yeah, Mr. Beast.
Because he'll probably spit facts.
Hell yeah, about the YouTube game and shit.
You wouldn't be able to get a sentence out with Mr. Beast if he was high.
Yeah.
He would just go on a rant and a half. He would just go on a rant. Elon Musk.
Oh, I don't
want to
talk. I'm trying to, you know what I mean? Yeah, soak up, man.
Yeah, I got the ear up, but he's going to be a little calm.
Mr. Beast?
Yeah.
But if I got to bring that pet for him.
Yeah, I got to bring that
pet.
He
got to
know it's my pet. If it's a dream rotation, it's my pet.
Yeah, I choose the pet. Yeah, we don't get to choose the pet.
He pulls out a dab and thing.
I'll be like, all right, beast the boy. No.
That's how we beast him.
The beast pack.
I tell
you know how he has beastables and fucking all the chocolate. The beast pack.
Who's in your dream?
Yeah, I do need to talk to us.
I think Elon Musk is in your dream.
Elon Musk, Jackie Chan.
Nice.
Yeah, because Jackie Chan will probably be spitting facts.
I feel like he would, like, do some fucked up shit and, like, flip. Like, jack it, man.
Come on, I'm high as fuck, man.
Say, here.
Oh, shit.
It's my mouth.
You'd fuck with me too much. But I should, yeah.
And then Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's Beetlejuice, Evan, my TikTok algorithm is only giving me Beetlejuice, and I found out that he's my guilty pleasure.
I like, why? That's a good.
You don't know who Beetlejuice is?
Yeah, the guy with the hat.
The hat? No, Beetlejuice.
Oh, the guy.
Hey,
the Howard Stern show. No.
Yeah, him. That's not that.
No. Not that Beetlejuice.
The Howard Stern Beetlejuice.
Howard Stern Beetlejuice.
Lester Green, right there, right below.
Plays Beetlejuice.
No, scroll up, and then put your mouse on Beetlejuice, and then just lower it.
Oh, up, all the way by the search bar.
Top left.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
You smoke with him?
Yeah, I smoke with him.
He's smoking already.
He
Dude, his smile is bigger than mine.
Nah, I thought you meant the real Beetlejuice. I wouldn't smoke with him.
Sorry, real quick. This is the only video I want to show you guys. Can you look up Beetlejuice and Barack Obama?
Oh, dude, I saw this on my feed the other day.
Bro, this is the funniest. If you guys need to watch fucking Beetlejuice, because it is very funny. It is fucked up. Because, you know, Howard Stern like gets this like crazy character to come in and like pokes fun at him a little bit. But it's the funniest.
He really
fucking
trips him out.
Shit, yeah.
This is where he came from? This is where he made his...
Yeah, Howard Stern.
Yeah.
That's the one. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to be shocked by this. President Obama is on the phone, and he wants to say something to you.
Okay, let him say.
Let's let him
say. Can you put it up a little bit?
Hello, Mr. President. An honor for you to call.
How are you doing, Mr. Stern?
Very good.
How are you doing, Beetlejuice?
How you doing, sir?
I heard you don't like me.
No, I like you, but I'm just saying.
You little black bitch.
I can't be a black bitch and you're a white motherfucking cocksucker.
You said you don't like me.
I like you because you're a number of piece of shit.
But please call him Mr. President.
President.
He's the president.
This is President
if
Obama.
He was the president. Look at him. He's a piece of shit.
The next time I see your mom.
Yeah, you want to see me? Come down and see me, you piece of shit.
Well, call me president.
You little piece of car bitch.
You're
a piece of garbage.
All right. You talking to the president, motherfucker.
The president.
The next
like
time I see you.
The combo that everyone wants is Beetlejuice and Theo Von to do a podcast. Dude, that combo would be absolutely
iconic. How does Theo
Von
sound? What's his like? What's his?
I don't think anyone could do a Theo. It's a Louisiana.
So you heard about this monkey that smokes weed? It's fucking crazy, man.
That's Theo Von, right?
Yeah,
I'd have to agree. Honestly.
I mean, I'm not gonna do the accent, so
yeah,
you
I got one ready.
Yeah, that was a good accent.
No, actually, let me get a snippet.
And then you got to redo it.
Yeah.
Let's see if it even comes close to it. Oh, did we get to listen to the whole thing?
Like the first day this kid, Nick, was in there, it was during the sex ed part.
Wait, why is it great?
Yeah. Anyways, who's your dream blunt routine?
Oh, shit. Okay, I thought you were going to do it again. Yeah, I'm definitely putting Mr. Beast in there. Mm-hmm. My boy Steve Jobs, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dead.
This is
I thought it was dead or his dream.
Oh, got it.
Damn.
What? Maybe you're
just a kid.
Steve Jobs.
Maybe we're smoking
Come
over
on,
his grave
man.
Or something. You know.
Oh, that damn.
Goddamn, 50 Cent.
Yeah.
How many people? How many humans?
Well,
three?
What rotation is usually four, right? You including three others?
Yeah, you're right. Okay. So I'm maxed out right there.
There you go.
Mr. B, Steve Jobs, 50 Cent.
You have others waiting in line?
Me, man. Yeah.
Trey?
Yeah, this one's going to be different, man. Me and Steve Irwin going to have to
swipe
pull another
up.
We all know he's
R.I.P.
Dead as well.
Yeah.
Sure we all know.
Nah, okay. Serious?
It's a dream. We're dreaming. Yeah. We're the dreams.
Hear me out, man. Steve Irwin, so I can talk to him about the stingray
situation?
The what?
The stingray, how he died?
No, just animals, man.
Oh,
okay. That's yeah, just everything.
It's a National Geographic Institute.
Elon Musk, so we can talk about space. You know what I'm saying? And then
you are
then,
trying to get high.
Yeah. And then the National Geographic dude that narrates it.
Hey, you tell him and let this nigga tell me. I need to hear it from him.
No. He's just giving us the breakdown of what's happening. Trevon passes the blunt.
I like that
David
a lot.
David Attenborough. Yeah,
I like
yeah,
that
yeah.
a lot.
You might get high just talking to them.
It's yeah. Oh, that's.
Dude, I would wait.
Yeah.
I would wait in your rotation. I like your rotation a lot.
You could jump in.
Listen,
we got Zach in there too.
I think nightmare for me would be my speech therapist teacher.
Uh huh.
My manager at Subway.
No, you can smoke it and then just be like, just right, you fake hand it to him and then you just spike it on the ground.
No more for you.
Fucker. And I'd probably put my Satanist cousin.
Yeah. You smoke with them all. You used to smoke with them all the time.
Yeah.
Not with them, though.
Yeah, not with them. Not with them, too. Yeah.
Oh, got it. Got it. Yeah. That was a. Doing mushrooms with them? Oh, that was a nightmare. Anyways. That was it for me. I'm glad I brought up my one topic that I wanted to bring up.
Listen, man, I got a question for you, man. As a sports guy, are you accepting every sport as a sport? You heard about this commotion was smacked by Dana White.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a sport, Zach?
No.
That's a real sport. Yeah, that's a real sport.
Yeah, that's real sweat. That's intensity.
They started a whole league around slapping people. Slapping bitch-ass people like you.
Yeah.
Make it a sport now.
That's what you're gonna put on the resume, motherfucker.
I don't know.
Someone just comes up to someone. You can't keep smacking people. Well, how am I gonna get away with it? Make it a sport.
I'm gonna send you a clip. I'm gonna send you a TikTok.
Imagine just seeing somebody just looking out fights on the streets and shit. They just seeing somebody tap him on the shoulder. Hey, man, you looking for a career, man? Come on over to slapped.
Bust.
Yeah.
What's another debatable sport?
Poker.
That's a real sport.
That's on ESPN.
That's a sport.
Why is it on ESPN for real, though? I really do.
Mind games?
It's on a. Is it on ESPN or is it on that one channel?
It's a sports channel.
It's a sports channel. ESPN. Yeah. It's on ESPN.
What's that one channel that you say? Like,
the Ocho?
Yeah, the ESPN
Ocho. It's not the Ocho. The Ocho is like pizza.
That's a great film, man. That's a great film.
ESPN Ocho is like, how many cardboard boxes, pizza boxes, can you fold in 30 seconds?
Oh, that's a sport.
That's poker.
Sport. Yeah, that's
It's not poker. Poker is I'm fucking with your head.
So it's not a sport to you, or it is?
It
a
is
sport?
A sport.
Yeah,
I don't think poker is a sport to me.
So you think the cutoff like sports is done? Like no more.
It involves a ball. All right, and it involves some competition with like
a ball. What about a puck?
A puck.
Poker's winning.
Archery.
Look up the definition of sports.
Sports is strategy.
That's out of this fair.
I just wanted to be like,
but that means gaming is a sport.
Yeah, gaming is a sport.
You do be sweating on.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so going to work before you hit enter on this. My definition of sports is a ball, and I guess like now that I say it out loud, like everything that I'm debating is a sport. Yeah. So and a chance to win, like competition,
whatever
with
competition,
an end goal winning.
Yeah.
So
strategy. Yeah.
So what are you saying?
Strategy.
Poker is a sport.
We're learning a lot here.
There and then pull it in.
And smacking is a sport. Whoever dies loses.
An activity involving a physical exertion and skill in which an individual or team competes against another or others for entertainment.
Yeah.
All right.
There's a whole lot of sports.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
AI.
Tell us say my name.
I guess everything's a sport then. Slapping's a sport.
All day.
Drinking's a sport. Eat dog.
Yeah, you're just getting exerted.
Fucked up, coach. Put me back in.
Fucking hot dog eating contest.
Lizzie eating
eat dog.
Lizzie's a sport. Damn, dude.
Didn't your boy crushed 11 glizzies?
Jim.
Yeah,
no reason.
No reason.
No,
for no reason.
He was competing.
Recreation?
Oh. Well,
is he really going to the Hassan podcast?
Oh, yeah. Trey's coming with me.
Yeah.
No,
me? You don't want me?
Nah, you'd be weird.
All right.
You can come with me.
You'd be weird. You know, sometimes you can't bring certain friends to places.
You can come. I'll bring him as my plus one. I was like, yeah,
Hassan,
I'm bringing my boy with Zach.
Hassan invited me over to his house. To make kebabs.
Is this official now?
Yeah, it's official.
Because I know over Twitter he invited you.
Yeah, well, anything on Twitter is real.
Yeah, of course.
He's verified.
Yeah,
are those my socks?
Yeah, he's verified, huh?
Are those my socks?
Nah, they're...
Don't say nigga.
Keep him under the table. Keep him under the table.
He invited me over to cook kebab, and then he also met Trey at Creator Clash.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And he said, oh, Trey, me and you are going to play ball together, and I'm going to whoop his ass in basketball.
Hassan makes a lot of false promises.
Were you invited to his crib or something?
No, I mean, like, he said to come on that he was going to come on Foul Tip, like, numerous
so
times.
So I'll pry him when I go on his house.
Yeah.
I'll be in his house.
No,
ooh,
no, no,
it'd
no.
be a shame if you didn't come to my podcast.
I feel like I would be really weird with Hassan. So.
Well, now he's not going to the show. No,
Zach's going to try to bring up politics. So what do you think about the
AI?
No,
I'd be hella awkward with Hassan. You could go.
Huh?
You could go.
He is going.
Thank you.
You're not
that's what I was asking. I was waiting.
You could take my spot. It's okay, Wally.
But he Loki was talking a little smack on Trey, saying you'll beat him in ball.
Yeah, dog. I'm walking it. So we go to Creator Clash in Tampa about a couple weeks ago, And you know when you go to certain events that you get invited to, and you know that you're not really gonna see anyone there. You know you're not gonna see anyone.
Creator clash.
Yeah, I'm not.
Am I not them type of creators?
Yeah.
You know them type of creators.
I'm a different creator.
Got it.
Like yep. Those creators. You know those creators. It's those creators and it's them creators.
Remember that one time?
Where do you align?
No, y'all damn creepy.
Y'all don't say that. Yeah, yeah. Nice. Remember when we went to VidCon and I told you I'm like, no one's gonna recognize me and Jermaine out here.
Yeah.
Oh. And literally the whole day we're just Juice's friends. We're Juice's friends.
Literally, I had a tag that said Just Rain's boys.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Anyways. I get what you're talking about.
So I'm at an event where I'm like, no one's really gonna know me.
Nobody. That's kind of the vibe I was going for.
So
mostly.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm there, I'm just vibing, and I'm on day two, and still nobody said, Trey, what's up? So you know what I mean? Day two, I'm fucking coasting. So I'm walking out, and people are getting boxed up, knocked out, all types of way. Halfway through the event, I walk in, I see Hassan there. Big ass fucker, man. He's just standing in my way.
Is he taller than you?
Like, I think he may be a little bit taller than me.
Damn.
But you're like 7'2", right?
Sorry.
6'2", 6'2". Yeah,
that'll make you 7'2".
6'8".
He's boosting his height.
How are you viewing people?
You're viewing people in the 0.5 lens on the iPhone?
Real quick, the funniest shit is when Noel came on their show, they had to get an Apple box from Noel.
Oh, I saw that. I saw that. That was hella funny.
He's like roughly our height. After
just about there, yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, he was just standing there big, and the first thing he did was challenge me a ball. I'm like, man.
Wow. What if he did that to Jay? And Jay's like, I don't ball.
Jay doesn't ball.
And it turns into a whole like.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if it was a bluff. And I just called it and I was just ready.
Okay, I'll come to yours.
Yeah.
This is in Tampa. You got to fly back to LA.
He's texting me. Oh, he's for real here?
Yeah. That's why he wasn't answering the first couple of days. So I was just like, all right. But no, I'm going to go there. Yeah, I'm going to cook him.
Nice.
And then I'm going to cook after.
And then he's going to cook after, and I'm going to help him.
I could have been for this. I thought this was going to be a politics hangout.
And then we're going to talk politics.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk politics.
We'll let you know.
Then he could go.
We're talking about Trudeau.
Zach, what do you think about Trump? Oh, well.
Man, speaking of clashing with creators, you opened for FousseyTube once.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
At the improv.
Yeah.
You did?
What's that about?
I'm not fighting with him, you know.
Oh, you're beefing with him?
No. The beef is if the person acknowledges it.
I'll fight him.
No
basically, back in the day, there was this thing where, I don't know what the premise was, but basically they would take funny people on the internet and stand up, like traditional stand-up comedians together, and they're like, you're going to teach the internet person to be funny on stage. It was a terrible concept.
Didn't it work?
It was a kill, yeah.
Did you bring jokes?
I did bring jokes. Actually, I actually did well.
Oh, for real?
Not to guess shit.
I was trying to find it, man. I was googling images for our episode with Waleed.
Yeah.
And I'm just scrolling down to the weirder stuff. I'm like, give me the good stuff. And then I see him on stage with the freaking Bert.
Oh, there it is.
That's exactly the image.
That sounds like a fucking baby in this. Yeah. Holy shit.
I was laughing, man. I'm like, what size shirt is that?
You look all good.
You look good.
So you did all right, you said?
I did good. I got a standing ovation.
Oh, sick.
But it was FousseTube's crowd.
Oh,
so it's
what's happening in this picture? Like, he's teaching people how to be funny.
He's teaching me. He was my mentor for the stand up. He's like, I'm going to help you with your set. I'm going to perform your set. Blah blah blah.
And there's an actual crowd knowing what's happening, like knowing the premise.
So at the show, so this is before the show.
Okay.
And so he's doing my jokes, the jokes that I wrote, and he's like, you got to deliver it like this.
And he did it better than you?
Yeah, so he's like, you know, I'm brown in the airport, right? I was like, whoa, bro, you're crushing it.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. Why does TSA keep stopping me, babe?
So you crushed So you did crush it. You weren't joking around?
Oh, yeah, I did. I did good. And the funny part was, so I go in there. Fousey was the one who brought the whole crowd in because he was way bigger, whatever, right? And so I go into the green room.
Damn creators.
I'm just realizing.
Yeah, FousseTube was there, and he was like, I was like, oh, are you excited, whatever? He's like, you're gonna go after me. And he's like, I just wrote my set 5 minutes ago. Nice. I was like, oh, God, whatever, right?
He's gonna crush it.
He's still crushing
it. Yeah, he's gonna crush it, whatever. Yeah. Apparently, he did okay.
Nice. You didn't see that episode?
Yeah, I didn't.
Okay.
And thank God it never aired.
Did you see your? Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I technically opened up for FousseTube.
Is this viewable?
I hope not.
Nah, I tried to find him.
Nah.
So you're
trying to find it?
Not a trace. Yeah.
Damn.
Well, why are you beefing with him?
Nah, I'm joking. I was trying to.
I think he's funny. I want to hang out with him.
Oh, yeah.
When's the nap episode?
Well, he lives in Long Beach, no?
Yeah, I see him running in Long Beach all the time. Oh. I don't want to follow. Hey!
Well, man, I hope you get it.
But it was funny that night because I was so pumped that I did well. I got so fucked up. I got wasted.
How old?
I was like 17.
Yeah, you're kidding. Was no, tiny kidding. At this time.
I was like 22, I think, in this.
Cow.
I got so fucked. What do you mean 22?
I 21. Hung out with you after. I hung around with you when you were 21, 22.
Yeah.
I don't even know what this was.
He's saying he switches it up a lot.
Yeah.
With the
I
hair.
Don't know. I was young, obviously, all right?
How young?
I'm sure.
How old do I look?
Yeah, that's a good head of hair.
Yeah,
you look 19.
Okay, for sure. 19. Damn.
Yeah, you look 19.
Why do I look
19,
like fucking Megamind? Can we look up Megamind?
No bitches? Yeah.
The same hairline.
Look up Megamind.
Dude, the her, Megamind bro. Memes. The Megamind memes are the best.
No, you look like the guy from...
You do
from,
like that.
Goddamn Incredibles. The villain.
Oh, the young guy that turned out. Yeah.
Mojo Jojo?
No.
Mojo Jojo. Damn, man.
He looks right like there, him. Yeah.
That's you.
Anyway, so I did the show. Girl. I was so gassed that I did well. And at the time, I was managed by Full Screen. And so Full Screen was the one who put this together. And so I got so fucked up at the Hollywood Improv.
Oh.
And I couldn't drive my car. I had to leave my car there. And
boy,
yeah,
good
boy. And then some lady from Full Screen, she was like, yo, you can just like crash at my crib, whatever, on my couch. She drove me home. I was yakking in her fucking car. Yak,
in the car, out
in
of the car.
Yak everywhere in the car.
Come on, man.
I'm a fucking, it was messy. It was messy for That's sure.
Is that why you got cut from Full Screen?
Ooh.
They said it was for something else.
No, yeah. I ended up the next day I went and like I washed her car. I like hired someone to come and
I wanted to press the clap button.
Yeah, I put flowers on top of her car. I was like, I'm sorry, whatever. I made it up for her, but I was messy.
That's a 19-year-old story.
Yeah.
You got it. No,
that's like your
man.
First drinking day.
I never got there.
You never yacked like that?
Never got there, man.
Wow, props
I'm a
to you.
Responsible yacker, man.
Nah, there's one time I saw him kind of down bad.
No, not like that. In a car?
No, not in the car.
Oh, I'll get crazy, but I'm gonna be in there. Like no one's cleaning it. You leave it. None of my niggas.
I'm like my thing is yakking. I'll just yak
on floors and shit.
Yeah, floors.
Bro, you gotta get out
people,
of it before you get to that point.
Yeah.
On people.
The fact that you're just admitting that you're like a whole basic drinker, like a basic. Like,
bro, you start salivating, you walk away.
Nah, I've yacked. Remember I yacked on Brian that one time? I'd be yacking, bro.
You can't yak on people.
Nah, yeah. I feel you. Yeah. No, that's when we'd have an actual problem. I'd be like, all right, Wally, we got to talk
to
Morgan.
Yeah, there'll be a plummet in invite.
Was it your throw up last night?
Now that I think about it.
Well, did you yak? Well, that's what he's chill about. Yeah, it's fine. No. Trying to keep it hush.
Tim's wedding, I got crazy. Oh. That was like, but I think it was just a mix of other things. Like if I'm throwing up, it's because I probably didn't sleep. I didn't eat properly before. Like, you know what I mean? There's a lot of things that got to go into the engine before I turn the car on.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Yep.
Yeah, you know what's great? He's only been to two weddings. How many weddings have you been to?
Two.
Wow,
I've only been to two. Tim's and yours.
Yeah, yours is coming up though, so we're going. That'll be three for me when.
Oh yeah,
yours comes.
When mine comes?
Yeah, because we're in.
Invited.
It happened.
Oh,
you didn't invite.
We didn't.
No, what the fuck?
Oh, I thought we were starting to get.
What did we say at the beginning of this episode? It's the third time you hanging out with you guys. Like, what the fuck did you?
Oh, we're 4L.
I'm joking. Yes, but no. Sorry, I didn't invite you to the wedding.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You guys would have came through if you.
Yeah, I would have. I got.
Yeah, that kind of weirded me out.
Yeah, I'm not gonna.
We start to rap.
Yeah, we
get out of here.
Rap. Yeah.
Whatever.
Already happened, huh?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, we
didn't start getting out of here. Wedding too. You know that?
He what?
Didn't invite just me.
Can he rap?
Yeah, honestly, I didn't know how to reach. Yeah. I didn't know how to reach just right for a hot minute.
Yeah.
You invited me to your wedding.
I made you my fucking groomsman.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Not best man, though. Anyway, all right, guys. Thank you for watching episode 35.
We talked zero sports today. How
no,
you
we did. We talked AI and shit.
We talked AI sports. Do we have anything sports?
Y'all seen LeBron and Curry do the thing?
Yeah, basketball,
man.
Y'all ain't seen
LeBron and Curry do the thing.
Hell yeah.
Now, give me your take real quick. You're a Golden State man, right?
Yeah.
All right, let me ask you a question. I've seen this online. If the defense or the offense of the Golden State Warriors were to form, well, the four people form a circle around Curry so he can shoot from wherever you saw that?
Yeah.
Just circle him?
How efficient? Yeah, circle him, keep Curry in the middle, and he just shoot from wherever. He's going to have a clear look. How do you think that works?
I don't know. I get anxiety just like with people next to me. Like if I was to shoot in front of you guys right here, I'd get a little nervous. So I think like, he would get a little nervous. What the fuck?
Good at hooping?
Yeah. Why'd you say that? Yeah.
What's going on here? What's going on here?
I don't know. Like, if four people was just, like, crowded next to you shooting. Like,
not Curry.
Like,
Curry do this.
Yeah.
Swish. Money.
I guess that could work. But no, like, Curry's good on his own. Curry's going to win it. Curry's going to take us all
that's,
the way.
That's, once I want to come back to this.
For the fifth time.
Yeah, I think Curry's going for his fifth.
Amen.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I won't lie. But also, Boston. I think it's time for...
I say Sixers.
No.
Sixers look really good.
Nah, I think Boston beats Sixers for sure real quick. Sorry, let me just chop it up with Z-Man.
I don't know.
I think Boston beats... all right, let's predictions right now. Lakers, Warriors.
I'm going Lakers.
Lakers?
Yeah, because LeBron's the GOAT.
No, I'm going Warriors.
I go Warriors.
Warriors?
Warriors, man.
Yeah. Warriors?
This episode's airing on a Tuesday. There's going to be a game Saturday. Mm. And then a game probably Monday. So.
Miami or Knicks?
Oh, dude, that one's really that's randomly good. Interesting. That's like, I didn't think it was gonna be that good, but I said Knicks on the previous episode, so I'll go Knicks in seven.
It's a parade inside my city.
They're gonna come back from the dead.
Boston or Sixers, Philly.
I say Sixers. I don't know. Sixers just look good.
By the way, you know,
and Joel, is Joel healthy yet?
They're saying he's playing through an injury.
I don't know if you guys know, but every opinion Zach has on the show is always wrong.
So Lakers.
The opposite.
So it's always the opposite. So
Lakers,
if you want to put
Heat.
Some bets, bet the opposite, you'll be up.
Lakers, why Heat, and everything.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Just to make him look bad.
Nice.
All right, guys, that was episode 35 of Foul Tip. Thank you guys so much for watching. Now listen, if you want these episodes ad-free, tmgstudios.tv.
Subscribe and number one.
We have a Discord channel. You guys are in our Discord, right?
We're not in there.
I got a Discord.
Yeah, we got a Discord. Yeah,
you didn't invite me.
Yeah, I'll invite you. Feel free to hit the Discord. It's in the description down below. And again, please like the video and subscribe.
Wow, that was convincing.
Like that fucking hit, man.
Yeah, man. Hit that like button, man.
Stomp on that shit.
And Random Order Show airing every fucking week. Is that right?
Yeah. We've been rolling, man.
And guess what?
He's putting a big fucking target on your back, man.
Every single week.
Been rolling.
In the Discord, man.
Yeah, you know that Discord. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm in yours. You're in ours, right?
I'm going to send you an invite.
All right, sounds good.
Now, also, next week, they have a very special episode coming out with the one and only Noel Miller.
Yeah.
All right.
Killer Miller.
And Noel did insult me in the episode.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he called me. He said some words.
Yeah.
He tried to talk to last week, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, next week.
You guys can't cut that out, right?
I know we can't.
We're not going to be part of it.
All right, guys. Thanks for watching.
Bye, guys. You didn't take one sip of your mark.
I did. I was drinking the whole time. I'm fucked up.